Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman, which is very weird that John Heyman would be on the day before Thanksgiving, but I guess they pay him, he's got to be on. John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. Not exactly a lot of things going on in the baseball world. Sport Clips, cut the weight, download the new Sport Clips haircuts app, and check in. And by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, P-Tax water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Greenwich Hospital, Mr. Football on the day before Thanksgiving, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're great.
John, I'm going to ask you a football-related question to kick it off. In fact,
oh boy.
I'll make you feel comfortable. Hall of Fame-related.
Okay.
How about our guy Carl Banks? He is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So would you vote Carl as a Hall of Famer, John?
Sure. I like Carl.
There it is.
Put him in.
Put him in. How about that? All right, Heyman. Good job.
All right.
All right. We agree.
He's a Big Ten guy, even though he didn't go to Northwestern. So there you go.
A lot of people didn't go to Northwestern.
No, I understand, including me.
No, we did not. Not quite. John, let me ask you this. Do you like, because I'm a sucker because I voted on it last night. Do you like this all-pro team? That's what I'm calling it, the all-pro team
that they're creating in baseball? I'm a voter. I get a vote.
Oh, they got an all-pro team now in baseball?
They have an all-pro. What do they call it? I'm calling it all-pro because it reminds me
all
of that.
All-MLB?
All-MLB team. And so you can vote.
Is it out?
Yes, I voted.
You're voting?
You vote, and then that's 50% of the vote. And the other 50% of the vote are the experts. So they don't trust the people
Aren't
to make the
expert,
choice.
Aren't you looking at that?
No? I mean,
I have no interest in voting in it.
None?
No, I really don't.
Do you vote Heyman as an expert?
I'm an expert?
Only football would I have any interest in doing.
All right.
Yes, they've named me an expert, so I do have a vote. I don't know how much it counts compared to the
50.
Regular people. Vote,
I'm telling you, 50% is what I think I read.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I read 50%.
It was big, right. Is Big Jake? How many starting pitchers are on it?
There are five.
Yeah, then Big Jake makes it.
Oh, well, sure. No doubt. He should
and
be.
I can tell you guys now, I did vote for Jake for the Cy Young. I was keeping that a secret for a while.
All right.
Did you vote for Alonso as all-pro first baseman?
I haven't done my vote yet, but I am leaning that way, yes.
When would it be out?
Secret. So Alonso is the one I would, Freddie Freeman's not bad, but I think Alonso's the guy.
When does that have to be done by?
I believe December 10th. So I got a long time to think about it. Third base is, to me, the hardest one. You've got Bregman. You've got Rendon. You've got Arenado. I don't, they all deserve it.
That is tough. I actually went with Bregman, but it is you can't go wrong either of those. I think the outfield's the easiest one. How do you not go Bellinger, Trout, and Yelich? It's impossible. There's no way.
As long as you follow the instructions that it's about the 2019 regular season. If you somehow just say, I want to vote for the three that I like best going forward, you could vote for Acuna. You could vote for Soto. There's a couple other guys you could vote for, but yes, I think that's the vote. It should be
technically, Bellinger
and Trout.
You could go on the internet and vote for whoever the hell you want. I mean, I could ignore the rules and vote for whoever I want. But if you are,
you can write people in. I didn't know that they have candidates.
Oh, really? You can write people in.
You have to kind of check the boxes, I think, right?
I'm trying to remember how I did it. I did it last night. It took me 35 seconds. It was a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed it. I felt the way I feel after I vote in real elections. I was like, I feel very fulfilled. Where's my sticker? And I wanted my sticker at the end. I don't think, you know what the problem is?
I will be voting in that election, I'll say that.
I would hope so. Everybody should.
I vote in all of them now.
Good.
Now it's like, even I don't even know.
You didn't do that years ago?
Well, I wouldn't vote like in these, like this last election we had. It was a very off election year.
Yeah, but local elections in a way matter more on your direct life, man.
Yeah, well. Yes,
I got to give you a speech every year.
No,
I'm telling you, they matter.
I did. Well, I did. Let's put it that
way. Okay, well, I'm very proud of you, but I
didn't always, though.
Okay.
That's okay. You know what, Joe? You don't have to vote.
No. Don't talk like that.
No. I mean, I obviously will be voting in the presidential election next year. That's a given.
Well, you're not obligated. There's no rule.
No voter suppression on the midday
show. I'm voting
show,
right? Don't worry.
I don't think this all MLB team thing, though, is going to take off. Whenever sports try things like, it's tough to create a new tradition. You know what I mean? Like, people care, I think, in the NBA. People care in the NFL. It's tough to make people care about something when you invented it in the middle of the night.
I would like to have a vote for the Heisman Trophy. I would like that.
I think people are going to be excited about this award. I you know what? I used to have a vote for the Heisman Trophy.
Did you?
I got
what?
It wrong.
What?
The 1 year I can remember voting, I got it wrong.
What were you voting for the Heisman Trophy? What was that?
I voted in 1980. I don't know what year was it. 84, 85, something like that. I was I covered some college
wasn't
football.
Wasn't that Doug Flutie in 84?
Well, I was out of school, and I was working in the Moline, Illinois, at the Moline Dispatch, and I covered Illinois and Iowa.
Wow.
So I was a homer, and I voted for Chuck Long, and I believe, right. Was it Bo Jackson that
yeah,
won?
That's right. Bo Jackson won, right. Yeah. Chuck Long was the runner-up. That's correct.
Yes. So I did
How
not get it right.
How could you not vote for Bo Jackson?
Well, I was right in the middle of the Iowa-Illinois
area. I understand.
Chuck Long was a very good college player.
He was. No, I understand.
Why he doesn't vote again? I understand.
He was the runner-up, though. He was the runner-up to Bo Jackson.
I started covering, well, you know what? I covered the NFL for 1 year in 86. Then I covered baseball after that.
Wait, 86, the year the Giants won it, you voted.
I covered it, yes. I was at the Super Bowl.
In Pasadena, right?
They won.
They did?
Yep. I was there.
Whoa.
All right.
Okay.
That's about the extent of it.
What is the status? And this, let me speak for most Yankee fans, not all Yankee fans. They don't really care if they get Ellsbury's money back. What they care about is if it can be reinvested in acquiring Gerrit Cole. So that's really where any Yankee fan would care about Ellsbury. But where do things stand in their pursuit of trying to not pay Jacoby Ellsbury after they decided to release him?
Well, they've notified the union that they're and Ellsbury that they're not planning to pay him. So Ellsbury will file a grievance and try to get the Yankees to pay him. So it's a tough battle. It's an uphill battle. Teams have done things like this before, and sometimes they compromise. But it's difficult to get a contract overturned. Not an easy task to do. So I wouldn't bet on the Yankees here. I understand their frustration with Ellsbury. I get it. But it's a tough one. They're saying that he saw a doctor that was unapproved, and they're saying, I think Ellsbury's saying that he was approved, or the Yankees were aware. So we shall see. Obviously, they were frustrated by Ellsbury, and the insurance has run out, so they would have had to pay the whole thing at this point. So they're trying to recover. Well, they're trying to recover all the money, but if they can recover some, I think that'd probably be a good compromise for the Yankees, because it's not an easy thing to win.
Do you see Didi Gregorius returning to the Yankees?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, the Yankees obviously have a good shortstop. They have a good second baseman. They're not desperate. There'll be other teams that need a shortstop, so I think it's more likely that he moves on. I think it's too bad. He was a great Yankee, or is a great, well, I guess we say was at this point, was a great Yankee, and jeez, that ballpark certainly fit him, a pull hitter. And, he did a great job replacing an icon. So I think he was fantastic.
Do you agree this is a mistake? I mean, they shouldn't let him go. They should re-sign him.
Yeah, if they get him at their price, sure. I mean, they're not going to give him a major long-term deal after the year that he had. But wait,
hold on. Let me ask you about that. Okay, I get it. They want to get him at their price. That's what every business tries to do. They try to get you at their price.
Yes,
and that's wonderful.
Yes, we've heard about stuff
I've heard
that.
About that, and that's that's fantastic. That's great they want him at their price. But don't you think...
We've heard about stuff like that.
Don't you think that Didi Gregorius, who was coming off an injury, right? The guy has already proven he can replace Derek Jeter. The guy has already proven he can get huge hits in the postseason. He's already proven
big
he's a pretty
room
good
guy.
Base. Big locker room guy. Aren't the Yankees making a mistake if their decision to not pay him is judged on last year? I don't think last year is a fair representation of Didi. Do you?
No, I don't. I think he's a better player than that, and I think they'll weigh everything. But I think the major factor is that they have Torres ready to go as a shortstop. There are other teams that have a hole at shortstop, and that's why I think he probably will move on. I don't think it's definite. Obviously, last year they had the extra infielder. It worked out fantastic. LeMahieu did an incredible job, but right now they have a great second baseman, LeMahieu. They have a great shortstop in Torres, and there are teams that don't have great middle infielders. So that's why I think he's more likely than not to move on.
Mm. What's your thoughts about it? I was very surprised to see the Mets hire Jeremy Hefner as their pitching coach. What's your thoughts on that?
33 years old.
I understand.
Phil Regan was, what was he, 82, 81, 82. I might have missed a birthday.
It's kind of like, it's almost like me and Evan. Like, 82 and 33. There you go.
It's close. 82, come on.
Well, and I'm not 33.
Well. By the way, you're closer to 33. Well, I mean, you know, you are closer to 33 than I am 82. That's true.
I don't have to
not by a lot, but
I don't have to look this up, but Elias Ken, that's got to be the biggest disparity between pitching coach to guy who replaces him. It has to
be. Absolutely. 33 is very young, and he doesn't have a ton of experience. He was a pitcher with the Mets. He was drafted twice by the Mets, didn't sign with the Mets, later acquired by the Mets. So, you know, he's been an assistant pitching coach with the Twins. They're losing people left and right. They have a lot of good people on their staff, and I think Shelton, their bench coach, who was with the Yankees at one time, is one of the final two candidates for the Pirates managing job, along with Matt Quattraro, who was the bench coach for the Rays. Very similar
type
choices, and I think Shelton is probably the favorite there to get that Pirates job.
Well, I tell you, when I hear these names of some of these managers, I'm like, wow, who are these people? No, I have to tell you. I mean, it really makes me know. Who is this guy, the bench coach of the Rays? What's his name?
Matt Quattraro.
Matt Quattraro.
Wow. Matt Quattraro. Well, we know Shelton.
He
was a Mets. He was a Mets candidate.
No, I understand that. That's the only reason I even knew the guys who he was.
I don't know how you judge a pitching coach. Even during their time here, it's tough to judge a pitching coach. But what about Bam Bam Mullins? Obviously, we're all familiar with him. He's been a hot name as far as being a manager is concerned. I know he knows about 35 different languages, which is incredibly impressive. What about that hire as bench coach?
Well, he's a terrific guy, and he was very successful as a hitting coach with the Giants, has three rings, and obviously was passed over for their managerial job, which not a surprise since they had a new regime coming in. He'd originally accepted a job with the Marlins as their hitting coach, and then this Mets thing came up, and the Marlins were, they did the right thing. They said, okay, go ahead and go for that, and he did, and he got the job. So the one thing I would say about this, though, is there's not a ton of managerial experience there. They're obviously taking a gamble with Beltran, who has no managerial experience, and Mullins was a hitting coach, and in the front office, also no major league managing experience. So it's a little unusual. Last year, which seemed to me more logical to me, they paired the inexperienced Callaway, who did have 1 year under his belt by last year, and then with Riggleman, who's managed six teams, and most of them in the National League. So you can't be more experienced than Riggleman was.
Mm. I am annoyed about something. It's minor. I think it's going to become major. I think Drew Pomeranz is about to become a relieving star. I really do. He was so good down the stretch last year with Milwaukee. He was good when they moved him to the bullpen. He goes back to San Diego. I don't even know what he's being paid, but I got to tell you, John, I think this guy is the next great reliever who came from being a failed starter, which is the way things work. That's not something new. It's not something crazy. And maybe I'm biased because I did watch him a couple of dimes down the stretch. He was striking everybody out. Big, tall, tall lefty, throws hard. I feel like last year he found his role. He found his niche. I think this is going to be a steal for San Diego, and I'm annoyed because I think this is the kind of move that the Mets have to make because they've got to fix their bullpen. And I'm not asking to spend $1 billion. I get it. I wouldn't want to spend billions of dollars on relievers. I can't imagine John Pomeranz is getting that much, and you watch. He's going to dominate this year.
I think you're right. I think he is going to be a relief star, but I haven't heard the figure either. It hasn't come out yet, but I do think you're wrong about that.
How much?
I think he's going to get a good contract.
Well, what's a good contract?
I don't know. Three times nine.
Oh, you think he's going to get 3 years, 27?
Wow.
He was fantastic last year. You weren't the only one who noticed. I think he had the second lowest or lowest OPS against last year. He was striking everybody out. You're right, in Milwaukee.
Noticed.
So I think he's going to get a big deal. I don't know what the figure
is.
I'm guessing, but someone's going to think like you and say this is going to be a relief star. But, you know, as we know, relief pitchers, hard to know. Trinan, superstar, 2018, didn't pitch well last year. I do agree with you. I think Pomeranz is going to be very good.
If he gets 3 years, 30, I'll say, wow, okay, that's a lot of money. I think I still would take that risk because I believe it. Because we all saw the same thing of what he did down the stretch. But I just wonder how the Mets are going to fix their bullpen other than relying on hope. You know, other than just saying, well, we hope guys are going to be better. How are they going to fix this bullpen? Yeah. Especially because I have a feeling that once Zach Wheeler goes elsewhere, their answer is going to be Lugo is a starter. And once that happens, the bullpen's going to be weakened even a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hope not. They need to get some starting depth. They need to get some relief pitching. They need a lefty. I just have a feeling Pomerantz was a lot of money because people saw what you saw. At least okay. some people
we'll
saw
see.
That. It is a very weak relief market. It's not going to be easy, but I hope that Lugo's not a starter because that reverse to go from relief to starter, that does not always work. He was fantastic. He's on the ballot. He's one of the guys you can pick as the best, one of the best two relievers last year. I think I would go with Yates and Hader, probably.
Yeah. Really?
But he's one of the few guys who are actually on the ballot, and deservedly so. Lugo was terrific in the pen, and I hope they keep him there.
Yeah, there was a lot of games he blew as well. I think of those games.
I did not vote for Seth Lugo.
No, I mean, come on.
I understand.
He was really good, though. I mean, he had that one game
really
in Chicago.
When you compare him to the garbage that was in the pen, he was, Dennis Eckersley in his prime.
I mean, you know what I mean? I don't have it in front of me, but there were only 8 or 10 guys nominated, so he was one of the 8 or 10 relievers.
You hit on it. Kirby Yates had just a stupid year last year.
Yeah, I think so. And I Hader, I think they overused him in Milwaukee.
I should have picked him. That was a mistake on my
head. Wow.
And Hader was dominant a lot of times. Now, he gave up some home runs, too. He gave up some big hits.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, Lugo gave up the one in Chicago, right, to Baez, that when they told
that
him not to throw
it. There was a couple other ones.
Don't throw your fourth pitch to change up, and he did.
There was a couple other ones.
Well, he gave up a home run to Juan Soto on that Saturday night, but then the Mets came back and won it because Luis Guillerme had a big home run.
Right.
So he had a few of them. Look, he had a really good season.
He was really good.
But he's not one of the two best relievers in baseball.
Yeah,
compared to Diaz and Familia,
well,
he was really good.
Well, that's what I just said. I said Eckersley. Bruce Sutter. I mean, give me a break. What did I say?
That's what you said.
Now, because of the fact that we got to do our NFL picks, and because we're going to hit you with only one game tomorrow, we're going to hit you with the biggest game of the day tomorrow, the Cowboys and the Bills. Dallas is a 6.5-point favorite, obviously, at home. Your pick is?
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Okay.
See what's going on with the Cowboys. I mean, the owner's already ripping the coach, right?
Yep.
It's a very bad situation. I kind of like the Bills because, it's their time,
It's
time for them to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think that's happening.
No, probably not.
But they should make the playoffs. We'll say that.
Yes.
They better. It'd be a disaster if they don't.
When they got a tough schedule, though.
Yeah, but even still, with that, they're 8-3 in a lousy conference.
Yeah.
If they don't make the playoffs, Joe, it is a disaster.
Yeah, they could still wind up 9-7, though.
And that's a disaster.
Yeah, no, oh, it would
that's
be.
That's a disaster,
and still
man.
Make it even at 9-7.
Yeah, they got to make the playoffs.
You would say.
I get their schedule is tough. They got Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know how good Pittsburgh is, though.
No, I
They'll
don't
be
know.
Favored in that game.
Where is that game?
In Pittsburgh. They'll be favored.
Yeah, good.
The
no,
Browns
I'm
are favored.
I'm already taking a Steelers in.
I know. You're already ready to do it. Anyhow, John, have a very happy Thanksgiving.
John, happy Thanksgiving, bro. You know we love you. Always
happy Thanksgiving. Same to you guys. You're the best.
All right,
you're
man.
The best.
Be well, John.
See you later,
guys.
John Heyman on the baseball and a little bit of football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.